faced with a choice, forced to make a decision, approaching a fork in the road. Should I go this way or that one? If I start walking that way, will I regret it when it's too late to change course? If I take the other one, will I be comfortable without ever getting what I truly want? What if I'm wrong? What if I'm being tested? What if making that choice is what people who don't know any better would do? And I end up with a chaotic circumstance of endless pain and suffering? What if I only get one chance to choose and never get to choose again? Welcome, Wanderer. Keep on wondering, don't be afraid, don't turn around, and give up on your search. When you feel yourself approaching a fork in the road, remember this phrase. There are many paths up the mountain, but the summit always looks the same. Fear not, for there are no forks in the road. Do you dislike forks in the road? I despise them. I think I hate them because I fear that I'm gonna end up regretting my choice. I fear that someday I'll look back, think of what might have been, and realize that I made the wrong move. Maybe I'll ruin my entire life by choosing this path over the other. Maybe on my deathbed, I'm gonna think of what might have been and mourn the loss of a life I never had. So you must be right, you say, and pick the right path. Every decision you make must be right. But how will you ever know? And how can I help you figure it out? It would be nice to step out of the moment and appreciate the paradox. We hate forks in the road, but whether we realize it or not, we encounter them every waking second of our lives. Should I get out of bed? Should I go to class? Should I call in sick? Eggs or pancakes, sausage or bacon, juice or milk, sociology or psychology, business or engineering, friend's birthday party or crush's night out at the club, Los Angeles or New York, sleepless in Seattle or you've got mail, stay in the relationship or break up, 110 or 405, A train or C train. We wander through 99% of these forks without ever thinking of the consequences. These forks might as well be invisible. Whether our decision was right or wrong is inconsequential. We pretend that they don't exist. Some of these forks have major implications and significantly alter the course of our lives. They lead to unwanted destinations we spend decades complaining over, and yet we still leave them up to the subconscious mind. We forget that we want to be healthier. We forget that we want a better job. We forget that we have dreams and goals and aspirations to go after without letting fear keep us where we are. We decide to give up on improving ourselves, facing our fears, and go after what we really want. And soon after, we bury the consequences of those decisions in the depths of our subconscious mind. We spend 2 hours trying to decide what we're gonna do on a Saturday evening. Then we go to work, refusing to question whether our career choices actually represent our true desires. Then we cuddle with our significant other and refuse to question if our relationship actually makes us happy. We walked through these forks without thinking about the pain that they would cause us or the time that we're wasting while we choose not to think about their implications on the course of our lives. Then we approach the dreaded forks in the road. These are the forks that we torture ourselves over. The paths don't represent easily recognizable outcomes. We have no idea which is good and which is bad. We have no clue which is right or which is wrong. But is your fork in the road real? Does it reside in an imaginary point in the future? Are you dreading a fork in the road that you're secretly hoping for? There's aspects of both that attract you, aspects of both that scare you. The problem is that once the choice is made, it's going to be irreversible and you're going to be forced to live with the consequences forever. And the clock starts ticking and the moment will arrive. Or will it? Are you dreading a fork in the road that you're secretly hoping for? Are you torturing yourself over which college you're going to go to before the first acceptance letter even arrives? Are you losing sleep over which job you're going to take before the first interview even takes place? Are you walking in circles over which person you should marry before the first date even happens? What business idea you should implement before you take a single step on either? You know what? It's very likely that one of those paths is going to close up before you even get to it. You never know. You might only receive one acceptance letter, or one job offer, or one request for a second date. There might be no fork in the road to obsess over. There might be no choice to make at all. Maybe none of those options materialize into a path. Maybe change is not going to happen like you expected to. You don't know any of those things, yet you still torture yourself. And so I ask again, are you dreading a fork in the road that you're secretly hoping for? You know, it's entirely possible that this fork you dread is blinding you from the one that's available to you now. The one you can choose now. The one that could lead you to the promised land you keep praying for. All you want is change. But you're scared to provoke it on your own. Thus, you wish that you'll be obligated to follow it by forces larger than yourself. Forces of the universe. Maybe this fork represents a choice between radical change and status quo. It's not between two things you want, it's between one you want and one you don't. But the one you want has dangers inherent in pursuing it, and the one you don't is safe and predictable, or so you think. It's not a choice between two different paths, it's a choice between overcoming your fears and surrendering to them. If you stop and think, just for 1 minute, you're gonna realize that what you want is as clear as sunshine. You're just worried that something's gonna go terribly wrong if you give yourself permission to go for it. Your choices are yours to make. It's your life that they affect. All I can tell you is that safe, predictable, and conservative choices are an illusion. In my experience, they're more dangerous than the radical ones. More importantly, they have zero chance of bringing you what you want. At least the radicals have some chance. Maybe it's a tiny one, maybe it's 0.00001. But at the end of the day, tiny is better than zero, is it not? The problem is that sometimes it's not clear which decision is predictable and which is radical. Sometimes it's not even clear which decision represents confronting your fears and which is comfortable and safe. Just when it becomes clear which is which, you stop and you think and you realize it could be the other way around. It could be the other way around. And if you don't know the forest from the trees, the fear from the bravery, or the radical from the conservative, what good is the advice that I just gave you? You could argue that the wise choice would be to go after either of your two choices. You could build a story around how this podcast is asking you to go after one or the other. That story you build about why you're making your decision is one you have complete power over. It's a means to convince yourself and stop doubting it. It's a means to reduce your own anxiety, but you are the one who writes that story. My advice is worthless. Just write a story that feels good to you and make your choice. At the end of the day, you're gonna have to live with your choice. You're gonna have to own it. You're gonna have to accept the positives and the negatives that come out of it. You're gonna have to make the best of it. You're gonna have to work hard and find your happiness in either of those two worlds. Making a choice and sticking to it is much more important than choosing correctly. At the end of the day, what is correctly anyway? There is no choosing correctly. Don't let yourself think otherwise. Remember, there's gonna be good and bad in either choice. There's gonna be challenges in both, opportunities in both. Just go with your gut. And don't dwell on which one your gut is telling you to go after, because it doesn't matter. Build a story that makes sense and stick to it. The power of sticking to your story is more important than the idea that you chose right or wrong. Right or wrong is a label that you place on your own decisions. You're the judge and the jury. You decide. Just remember, those forks are rare. We think we're about to reach one every day, but we usually only get them one every 3 or 4 years. For the most part, forks in the road are fake. We make ourselves think that we have to make a choice soon, and we get anxious over nothing. There's no evidence for any of it. No fork in the road will appear. No big decision will have to be made. So which is it? Is your fork in the road real, or is it fake? Here's how you can tell. If you have to decide today and live with the consequences tomorrow, it's real. If you have to choose sometime in the next week, or month, or year, it's fake. You don't have to think about it now, because you don't have to decide now, and it might not even happen. Still obsessed? Can't get it out of your mind? Maybe you like to think that you're gonna have to make a choice, because you feel restricted, bound, trapped. Maybe you're secretly hoping that you will soon have no choice than to run away from where you currently stand. Maybe you're secretly hoping for the fork in the road that you're dreading. And if you are, you should take the necessary steps to make it happen. Don't just hope for the fork in the road. Make it happen. Get up. Get to work. Don't stop until it becomes real. Ask for others to help you. Don't tell yourself that it's impossible. Don't tell yourself that it's too late. Go get your fork in the road. Godspeed from Andrew Gabalich at Teledipity. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of our website and connecting with us every single month. Things are starting to shift, and I know that you can already feel it. We're in the cusp of a new era. It's a new era for the planet, and it's a new era for you. None of us were immune to the difficult challenges of last year, but it's time to move on and rewrite our own life stories. Many important decisions await, but remember, numerology is not predestination. Miracles are co-creations. The universe needs your faith and movement and courage before it can be able to work its magic. If you want to bring in your own miracles, if you could use a planning tool to make 2021 as awesome as possible, that planning tool is finally here. It's called Teledipity Premium. Our Teledipity Premium membership offers weekly numerological predictions unique to you. This personalized weekly guidance takes numerology to a whole new level. There's a big difference between getting 2 free Teledipity emails a month and getting 2 every single week. Premium weekly forecasts cover all aspects of your life: health, work, money, travel, creativity, and love. Your membership also includes my own original and unlimited compatibility reports, comparing your personality with a friend or coworker or lover with guidance specific to that relationship. You'll be able to get as many as you want, so long as you remain a member. The membership also includes my experimental and still in development artificial intelligence chatbot, where you ask a life existential question and Pythagoras replies with the perfect reflection or book recommendation. Free PDF reports by famed numerologist Hans de Coase, the numerologist I learned the most from, including a full 86-page analysis of your life, and in-depth compatibility reports by him, analyzing the relationship between two people. Access to my 6 steps to mastering the 21st century audio course that will help you build your dreams in this strange new world. All of this available for a small monthly fee. But get this, today only, I'm offering a 70% discount. Go to teledipity.com/2021 to claim yours. That's teledipity.com/2021. If we've made a difference in your life, you can also give back by telling all your friends about Teledipity. Post about us on social media, make an Instagram story, or just invite anybody that you know is going to love our content and doesn't know it exists yet. As always, feel free to send your feedback. I'm one email away. Just click reply to any of my emails. That inbox is filling up, so it may take me a little bit to respond, but I read every single one of them, and I always respond, even if it's later than I would like. Godspeed.